This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Thursday, April 4th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline, Yabba Dabba Don't. California town rejects Flintstones house. Dateline Hillsboro, California. Towering dinosaurs stand among fanciful mushrooms in the sloping backyard. A life-size Fred Flintstone welcomes visitors near the front door. And by the driveway on the lawn is a giant Yabba Dabba Do sign in orange, purple, and red. Now, the latest battle in the war between government rules and property rights is playing out in a posh San Francisco suburb where a retired publishing mogul has installed an elaborate homage to the Flintstones family. The bold, bulbous house is surrounded by Stone Age sculptures inspired by the 60s cartoon, along with aliens and other oddities. The controversy has sparked international media coverage and an online petition signed by thousands to preserve the attention-grabbing property visible from a nearby highway. The 2,700-square-foot house itself is not at stake, but the town of Hillsboro says Florence Fang's multi-million-dollar property is a public nuisance and an eyesore. Officials filed a lawsuit in state court last month to make her remove the unpermitted garden installations. Fang does not live in the house, but uses it to entertain. An attorney for the 84-year-old says snobby officials want to squelch Fang's constitutional right to enjoy her yard and promises a vigorous fight. Saying Mrs. Fang has made people smile, she's giving them joy. What's not to love about Dino who acts like a dog? That's Angela Alito, former San Francisco supervisor, who added, "What's wrong with these people?" The oddly shaped house, currently painted red and purple, was designed by architect William Nicholson and built in 1976. Now, Fang, a prominent philanthropist who once published the San Francisco Examiner, bought the property in June 2017 for $2.8 million. The whimsical front yard has statues of Barney and Betty Rubble, along with Fred and Wilma. A sign reads, "No Dino Allowed." It features a purple cartoon dinosaur, colorful mushroom sculptures dot the front and back. A steep staircase deemed unsafe by town officials leads to a garden of giant metal prehistoric animals. Now, Mark Hudak, who's an attorney for Hillsboro, says the town prides itself on its rural woodsy feel and rules are in place, quote, "so neighbors don't have to look at your version of what you would like to have and you don't have to look at theirs." The case is simple, he said. Whether she is building a project with amusing cartoon characters or Rodin statues, anything else, she still has to go through the process like everyone else. The government has a right to enforce public safety codes and to ensure property owners don't impinge on the rights of other property owners. That's according to Tim Iglesias, a property professor at the University of San Francisco School of Law. Private property has been regulated in the United States since colonial times, he noted. But he adds it's unusual for a homeowner to ignore three stop work orders issued by the city, as the March 13th complaint states that Fang did. She also ignored an administrative order to remove the installations by February 5th of last year, although she paid a $200 fine. This is a situation where a wealthy, sophisticated homeowner has basically thumbed her nose at the city consistently. If they let her get away with it, then all the other wealthy people in Hillsboro can say, "Hey, I can do whatever I want with my property. Who cares about planning development?" So this is going to court. The article goes on, but I think you get the idea. So we've got property rights versus a city saying, "Nay. That's not okay." So let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. First of all, the idea that you'd pay $2.8 million for a house that you don't actually live in, that you only use to entertain, is abominable to most people. But there you go. Also, I've read articles about this where people were complaining that, "Oh, I can see it from the highway." Well, whoop-de-doo, I can see a lot of things from the highway. And you're going to get upset about that? Come on. I mean, I get if you're the next door neighbor and it's right there in your face, but is it right there in your face or is it in the backyard where you might see it casually in passing? Is the city overstepping its bounds? I don't know. The idea that you can't put what you want on your own property would outrage huge swaths of America because, hey, it's my property. I can do what I want. Other people choose to live in areas that have an HOA, a homeowners association, where there are rules that they sign when they go in saying, okay, I'll abide by whatever the homeowners association says, and you need to get pre-approval for the color that you're going to paint your fence or where you're going to have your lawn or if I'm going to put a statue out somewhere. But if there's no homeowners association and it's just the city telling you, no, you can't do that, now, I don't know. Is it a health hazard? Is it a safety issue? If it's a safety issue, I get it. Like you have an unsafe stairway. Okay, fix the stairway or you can't have people going up and down it. But again, you've got somebody with money thumbing their nose at it. It's one of those real head scratchers. Do you side with the person who has the money who's just saying, hey, screw you, I'm going to do what I want? Or do you side with the town and then go, well, you know, I guess the man is right, and we'll do whatever they say? It's a bit of a head scratcher. For me, I think it's cool. I think it's cool. I think it's kitschy. I think it's fun. And I really don't think anybody is being hurt by it. Now, if it becomes an issue where you have a lot of people coming through, some, as I like to call them, looky-loos, stopping by to see the house and it's causing a traffic issue or whatever, then maybe we have something that we can talk about. But you get the same issue if somebody does an over an abundance of Christmas decorating and you get a ton of people going by their house to look at Christmas lights or whatever, even though that is a shortened period of time. So unless it's causing a big backup of whatever of traffic, then let her be. Who cares? Lighten up, Francis. And that is your morning crunch wrap. Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Got a thing to say, can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you, can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me?